KCHA 807 here on a Wednesday morning, Wednesday, March 30th, cloudy sky, 38 degrees downtown Charles City. Good morning. I'm Mark Pitts in for Chris Berg. Chris will be back in just a little bit. We had some technical issues with one of our other stations, and so he's been tending to that and will be here before too long. Chance of some rain and thunderstorms in that forecast for today. Going to be nice, at least temperature-wise, a high pushing 50 thanks to southeast winds, about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 50%. More weather details coming up here in just a little bit. We want to say good morning to a regular guest here on the morning show, and that's J.C. Garden with Paws Humane Society of Charles City. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
And you brought two friends with you today.
Yeah.
Like one's right here right now.
So if you have been paying attention to our Facebook page, this is two of the three of the Snap Crackle Pop kittens, the Rice Krispie cats. I thought three might be a little much to bring in the studio, but the two are really having a good time exploring and
making themselves at home.
Yeah. Just,
so now are they sisters, brothers? Are they
yep,
all?
Yep, they're okay, all brothers.
All, the same
all
letter?
Three okay. males. Okay. Yep. All three males. They're all black. And these two that I brought, it's very hard for me to tell the names separately, but they are microchipped. So when we scan their microchip,
sure,
we can tell which one is which. Okay. But basically shopping on personality for these three.
So, and how long have you had them at the shelter?
They came in October. Okay. They all three came in together.
So they're due to find a new home.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. We'd love for, if all three of them could stay together, that'd be great. Even if two of them could stay together, mm-hmm, that would be good too. So.
Yeah. Now, it's not always possible, but that would be ideal for them, but not unusual either. So, and how old are they again?
We believe they're about 8 to 10 months old. I'd have to double check their chart for sure, but they're still in that kitten stage with.
They're old enough where they could push a button and put
yeah,
take us off the air. Not necessarily knock the station off the air, but at least take you and me off the air. So
right.
So and you were mentioning before we got on the air that you know, you're kind of at a time of the year where you're seeing a little more influx of cats coming available to the shelter.
Yep. So right now we are fairly low on cats. We do have one cat at Petco, and we've got a few at the shelter right now. But it is starting to warm up a little more, even though it doesn't feel like it. but we are starting to get some calls about kittens and everything. So I just wanted to kind of touch on that. Especially when kittens are really small, they'll want to, the best outcome for them is to stay with their mom, essentially. Mm-hmm. So if you have really small kittens, it's important that they can stay with the mom in a safe place where the mom can get food and water. A lot of the times when they come to the shelter really, really small, we have to find foster homes for them, and it's just a lot harder to bottle feed and that kind of thing. But if you do find a kitten on its own, you can always call the Charles City Police Department, and they'll bring the kitten to Paws.
All right. And how about dogs? Well, how many do you have out there now that you're looking to
place? We still have three dogs. We still have Eli, Biscuit, and JoJo. The three that have been there, Eli and Biscuit have been there since October, November, and JoJo came in earlier this year. So all three of them are still looking for good homes and would love to be outside and play in this nice weather.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I was chuckling while you were talking because... Okay, so I was chuckling there during our conversation because one of the cats said as we talk, we record our conversations so, mm-hmm, that we can post them on our station website on kchanews.com, and the cat was watching the meter go,
oh,
you know, and I got to think that was kind of, I hadn't seen that before, but I shouldn't be surprised because, you know, I have seen cats, you know, chase laser lights, you know, that,
yeah,
that people would. So Do you have a kind of a checklist? Like, I don't consider myself a cat person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dislike cats. But is there a way for somebody to tell, am I a cat person? Would I like, you know, a cat coming into the home?
I guess that's a good question.
Any kind of profiling?
You can do just Googling and just seeing the ways that cats are different than dogs. Cats kind of do their own thing and they don't really care what's in the way. Some cats, but then dogs obviously require more care, just more intense care, I guess, daily walks and being let outside to go to the bathroom, that kind of thing. And cats, they use the litter box. So if you're like scooping the litter box every day, that could be something to look for in a cat. And then some cats are a lot easier to like cuddle if you're looking more for a companion versus some dogs that are 60 pounds, think they're lap dogs. But so it kind of really depends on what you'd like in that companion. If you're looking for kind of more of a running partner, walking partner, then maybe more for a dog, but also require like cats, you can kind of leave home if you're going to be gone for a weekend. Versus a dog, you have to find boarding or like dog sitting for.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about. Hold on here. Oh, there we go. Now I can hear me. you've got a rummage sale coming up, a little over a month away. Tell us, give us some of the particulars on the date, time, and what do you hope to accomplish with it?
Yeah. So this year, our spring rummage sale is May 7th, and we're doing things a little differently. Instead of accepting items at the shelter, we just don't have the space capacity for it. And last year it just got a little out of hand with the trailer there, so we're going to be taking donations from Thursday at the KC Hall, Thursday May 5th from 4 to 7, and then Friday May 6th from 9 to 3. You can drop off your donations, and then the sale will start that Saturday May 7th from 8 to 1.
What kind of donation items are you looking for?
We usually look for a variety. We get a lot of clothes and just like board games, books, things around the house like trinkets and stuff that people like to buy, like wall hangings, that kind of stuff.
Anything that you don't want people to donate?
Not necessarily, just as long as it's in good condition that somebody can purchase it. One of the cats just took a bite out of the plant.
Better they chew on the plants than our wiring.
Yeah. very distracting.
But yeah, better they chew on our plants than like my headphone cord. Now you guys have done this before.
Yes? We've done the rummage sale a lot, or we used to do it twice a year in the past. We've just kind of switched to doing it once a year. And so we're trying this new with having items dropped off at the KC Hall versus accepting them at the shelter. It just gets to be so much at the shelter with having donations left outside and finding a place to store it, and then having the volunteers to help with that kind of thing too. Sure. It's been hard. So,
okay. What kind of... do you have a goal in terms of, you know, how much money you'd like to raise?
We don't necessarily have a goal, but we do like to raise as much money as we can, obviously. We do put some pricing on things as you're coming to check out, and then a lot of it's just a free will donation. And a lot of the times people will round up and give like an extra $5 or something. And all that money goes towards helping the animals at the shelter as far as getting them food and vet care, that kind of thing.
All right. So that's May 7th, and you're going to, again, donation dropped off at the KC Hall the 2 days prior, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So if people want more information on the rubbish sale or just pause in general, what's the best way for them to, we'll check you guys out?
Yeah, you can go to our website. It's pausecharlescity.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is, I think it's just facebook.com/pausecharlescity. Or you can look for Paws Humane Society. Just look for the one in Charles City, because there seems to be quite a few Paws Humane Societies out there.
All right. Well, JC, thank you very much. And good luck with finding these brothers some homes. And there, again, you brought two. There's a third one. And Snap, Crackle, Pop. Who came up with those?
Well, it was actually, we posted their picture on Facebook, and we took... nominations or suggestions, I guess. And then I don't know how Julie picked it, but I think she might have drawn out of a hat or found the most creative ones that came up.
Well, I think I'm going to have a bowl of Rice Krispies then for breakfast. So, all right, JC Garden with Paws Humane Society. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again next week. 8:17, 38 degrees here at KCHA.